Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm Gabriel Moretzi. It's level two. I'm realizing, man, my Jackson Dart bet. I got two teams here. Me and Saratella talked about this the other day. That's why he was 21.5 the other day, and he moved to 24.5, and I'm like, oh, it's a good number now. And it's the same thing, right? Like, who's going to take him? Unless some other shock team, like you said, the Rams. You know, I don't know, the Rams.
I think they would take him. If he fell to him at 26, they would take
him. Right.
But I don't think
they'll take him. You're right. Like, if he's sitting there at 26, McVay would go, hey, this isn't bad. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? I could see them doing that, but I don't think they're going to trade up to do it. Look at these other teams. Tampa's got a quarterback. Denver's got Knicks. Pittsburgh are the key here. Chargers, Herbert. Green Bay, Love. Minnesota, no. Houston, no. You know what I mean?
Team like Baltimore? The Giants, if they don't take a quarterback at three, would they want to trade up to get that extra year? I mean, it's a big you're talking.
Well,
10
that's
spots.
Another thing too. It's sort of like the Daniel Jones syndrome, right? No one thought he was going to go six or whatever it was, six, five, six, whatever it was when he went. Right? Maybe some. Like Schefter was saying, he goes, guys, I'm here in top 10 for Dart. I think the New Orleans Saints are the ones at nine personally, but we'll get you out of here, Kurtz. I just wanted to show you this, and I will show Guns this actually. As well. And we got some good best of X's tonight. We got one for Guns and one's for Kurtz. So let's get the Kurtz one in here. And we could play The Price is Right, actually, here. We're going to play The Price is Right. Roll. All right, this is the Dodgers selling baseball bat beers at the game.
Oh, that looks fantastic.
And you know what's cool, Cam? At the bottom of it, they have like a little home plate so you can sit it at your seat if it doesn't fall over.
Amazing! It's even got the tape on the bat.
Look, you got there. Yeah, so you stick it in. I just imagine it getting kicked over by some drunk dude. No, yeah, can I get by here? That's pretty cool.
Wow, that's gorgeous.
How much do you think it costs? How much is that beer? One of them. How much is that beer cost at Dodgers?
How many ounces is that?
28 ounces, Kurtz. Funny. Good. Thanks for asking. Yep. I know. 28 ounces. So that's
bucks.
Pretty big. 28 ounces.
I'll give $1 an ounce. Yeah, 30 bucks.
How many beers? How many beers is 28 ounces?
It's about
2.5, 3.
It's more than
12 ounce cup. Well, 12 ounce cup is,
that's a bigger cup, though. The regular ones are 8.
This is 12 ounces.
It's 12 ounces.
That's 12,
regular Pepsi?
Oh, all right.
12. I gotta say $45, please.
Kurtz, you say 30?
I'll take the under on 45.
That's LA, 30 bucks, man. It's cost 30 bucks for a pack of gum at Dodger Stadium. It's $50 a drink.
Oh my I win, George. Sorry, I'll take your showcase too within $5. Thanks.
Here you go. You can have my soda.
$50.
Soda yours.
That's $100 for those.
I was gonna say 50, but I said 45, but 50.
It is 28 ounces. So it's it's like you said, it's like getting three or four beers in one thing at one time.
It's a great suit.
I would buy it.
Keep that bat and put it on my mantle right there.
That's what I'm saying. You get the bat, you can have it at home, and you know what I mean? You get a couple of them, you know, you have tailgates or whatever. You know what I mean?
Pepsi. All day, you get a Pepsi bat.
That's a lot of Pepsi.
All
right, George.
See you,
Kurtz.
See you, everybody.
Have a good one.
Let's bring in Guns Picks. Guns Picks in the house with us. He will be in a second as he's getting set up here. See how much he'd pay for it. What do you think, Guns? $50 for the bat of beer. Thing is, the beer would go flat. That's my deal. I don't want, the beer would go flat. It's too much.
No. There's a strategy. The first one was
you
eat the popcorn. That's the thing. You get the salty stuff, and then you just down that bat, and then after that, I got my bat. And you're fine. You got to make sure it's your first drink, and you got to eat a lot of popcorn or salty stuff, and just throw it
like
back. There it is.
It's like my Twitter profile pic. Actually, I'm holding the Dodgerita instead of the margarita. Yeah. It's a Dodgerita. That's a big blue sort of thing. It's pretty big too. But what do you think of that bat? $50 though, Guns.
It's not worth it. I mean, I was just at Orioles Park yesterday watching the Red Sox dominate the Orioles, they were selling beers for $15 and you get the 24 ounce. That's all I need. I'm not going to carry a bat out with me after I leave the game. You know what's going to happen to that bat? It's like, you're going to put it under your seat.
Guns.
You're going to go get a hot dog and go
take it.
This is
different, though. You're at home watching a Dodger game. You fill up beers in the bat. You got to pay for the not game. It's a wicked bat. I'm in.
I'm sort of with Guns. It's the type of thing where if I bought it and I'm all drunk, I'd be all into it and holding it like it's the coolest thing ever, and then like half an hour later, I'd be like, "Oh, I lost it somewhere."
It'd be my sport. I'd throw all my beers into it.
That's what I did at a Knick game. I paid extra for some commemorative Knick cup, and I lost it, Guns. You know what I mean? But it's like, "Oh, that cup I paid for. Oh, it's under the seat. Oh, son of a bitch."
It's a beautiful bat. It's got tape. It's got a base.
It's a nice little bat, though. Yeah, you're not throwing that out. But the only thing is, I was going to say, if I didn't win my bet, Cam, too, I know myself, if I won my bet, I'd be in a good mood. If I didn't win my bet, I'm probably smashing that thing in the parking lot after.
That's a good point. It depends on the wins and losses.
Or if you're at an away park and everybody's just razzing you, it's a weapon now. So you can go and you just hit the guy, and then, kind of what
I gotta tell you guys this. So Gabe knows Visine Vince, my buddy. He's cheaper than a Scott. This guy comes up, Gabe, he brings a knapsack with the one thing. It's a plastic thing of popcorn, and he brings it to every game. He doesn't buy a new one, and they fill it for him. He got free popcorn for the year with this one thing, and he just keeps on coming back and coming back and coming back. I think he paid he's got $2,000 worth of popcorn. The guy goes to 30 games.
But he paid me the popcorn pass for the year. You see Irvine, guys. Chattanooga are coming back. You see Irvine just missed two free throws, up one. 74-73 with 22 seconds left, and they missed two free throws. Chattanooga have an opportunity to win this basketball game right now. They take the three. Oh, my God, you can't make this up. They fouled him, taking the three.
Oh, they cut his legs out, too.
Sorry, Gabe, you know me. I'm on the mocks. They've been good to me, this team.
Oh, cash machine.
Who are you on, Guns, in this? I got UC Irvine money line. What do you got in this one?
I took the mocks. The mocks have just been way too good to me in the NIT. I knew it was a tough spot because UCI has also been very good to me during this whole entire season. But I just rode the mocks all the way, and I'm just going to continue to do it. So I took them on the spread and the money line, split the bet.
That 3.5 was ten. Was nice. And I spoke with Pharrell about this earlier today, Ken. Look, dude, the other day, remember, Guns? There was 69-67. The UC Irvine North Texas game. You saw the Loyola Chicago game the other night. The same thing. Super, super close game late. So, the points, there's not a lot to give between these two teams. Now, suddenly, it's 75-74 for Chattanooga. 16 seconds left. The kid has hit the first two. I cannot believe the kid on Irvine missed both free throws. Wow. Then they foul. Like, if you're Irvine, this is just a heartbreaker. Way to lose if you're going to lose like this.
We got overtime. 76-76. Yeah. We're up two.
Yeah, you know they'll probably take a three.
I'm kind of surprised they missed their shots.
I know. And it would have changed the dynamic. Even if you would have hit one of them, it would have been two. Like, just would have changed things up a little bit. Here we go. Oh, my God. You can't make this up. You can't make it up. They fouled him taking a three. They fouled him taking a three. They did the same thing.
Can he miss two out of the three?
You believe this kid? I got over 153.5 in my in-game bet. That's what I need. 76. Let's go to overtime.
He's going
to
hit all three. Yeah, he's going to miss one.
Oh, God. Don't break this, kid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This is wild stuff going on here in Indianapolis, man, with the NIT. It's 76-76 with 1.5 seconds left. This is Sports Rage. I'm Moretti, Sports Grid Radio and Television Network, Series XM Channel 159. There was 8.1 seconds left after the kid hit 2 of 3 on Irvine. Great, great play call coming out of the timeout. Like, and you just saw it, gun, because I heard you go, oh, dude, how the hell did he miss that? I don't know how it didn't go in, bro. He was right under the basket. He should have dunked it. He was right. Like, I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, what a nice little play. You tricked them. And it was like, he's right under the basket, and he doesn't get the shot off. It's all chaos right now. They're going to see whose ball it is with 1.5 seconds left.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he went too soft with it. I was like, just go up there strong and make the bucket. He tried to finesse it, and it just rattled out on him. He's kicking himself right now. I feel, if they do lose that game, he's going to be thinking about that for a couple weeks.
The rest of his life. He's never going to play in a bigger game.
He plays on Chattanooga, bro.
This is it.
It's like Chattanooga. Remember back in the day, I could have won the game. Exactly. It's not good. He'll hit the sauce. No, this is bad for him. Very bad.
Yeah, it could be the downfall.
he'll be his own documentary on Netflix before you know it.
No, but sometimes though they overblow that stuff so much. It's like, you know, the kid. There was one the kid that stepped the lane violation. There was the lane violation and it cost the game a couple of weeks ago, where the kid was shooting the free throw and Buddy stepped in the paint and it cost him the game. Everybody blamed the kid for stepping into the paint. Nobody even talked about the first kid, guns, missing the first free throw. Like, you know what I mean? If the kid didn't miss, they wouldn't have been in that position in the first place. I think it was North Carolina. But anyways, all right, so they put to a 0.2. So we got 1.7. I'm expecting Chattanooga to win here in some wild, wild way. All right, Buddy just kicked the ball on Irvine. He's playing like soccer defense here. He wasn't letting the pass in. 1.7 left here. You guys are on the smart side, though, getting to 3.5 here with Chattanooga. I mean, look how close this game is.
Well, if it goes to overtime, how smart are we?
Unless it goes to overtime.
And Irvine wins by 4.
Favorites always win when it goes to overtime, too, it seems.
They do.
Your dogs and totals go to die. It's like it's over and the favorite wins. That's usually how it goes in overtime.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. Wide open three. Oh, God. It was just, I think it was the same kid that missed the
same kid. It was the same kid, Mahomes.
It was. I thought that was going in. I thought it was going in, that three.
This guy can't. He's not going to be sleeping for a while. Yeah, that's troubling.
No, you're not going to like this, Cam. I don't know if you're watching, but he's the only redhead on the team, too. The poor redhead kids.
Don't bet on gingers, man. They'll let you down. I could have told you that. Look at Andy Dalton.
Oh, they got a good look. He really got the good look. Hey, Dalton has a great career record against this.
Yeah, great. No, he's a great career. No, gingers are good in hockey. All the tough guys, like the Vikings, have ginger beards, but a lot of gingers in other sports are kind of, you never know. They might screw it up. That's all I'm saying.
It really was a nice shot, though. Like, I thought it was going in. He didn't get a nice bounce. Like, it was a weird bounce that he got. Mulholland is the kid's name. So we're going to overtime. For the NIT championship, 76-76, championship on the line. Awesome stuff with Fran Fraschilla on the call right now. All right, so there's some dramatic stuff. Guns, any opinion on this Nova game that's going on? Villanova up 45-43 right now on USC with under 8 minutes left. Man, this has been a low-scoring game.
Yeah, I took a stab at the second half. I just thought this Villanova team was a lot better. They're a good three-point shooting team, regardless of the coaching situation. And I think it'd be a motivational factor just have an interim coach in there to win one for him, wherever he's going to be going next. I took Villanova for the game. There's a lot of time left on this one, but when I saw that second half and it was like -5.5 when they were down, what, 6 at halftime or something like that, told me that this is a good spot to be doing second half. That's what I've been doing with a lot of these favorites. If they're down in the first half, I think that it's as long as the shooting has been okay and they show a little bit of promise, you got to look at the line. If the line almost matches what the full game was, you got to go slam it and take the other side and just say Villanova's going to come back in this one. So that's what I did. I took Villanova second half. That's the play I got.
Guns pick in the house with Sent. So Guns saw the Boston Red Sox and the Orioles earlier in the week. And he's got a Duke hat on now. Red mm-hmm. Sox fan, Cam, and Notre Dame. Guns is a big, big underdog fan of this guy.
Yeah, you really like those boots.
Red Sox,
Guns.
Duke, and Notre Dame. Although I'm a Michigan and Dodger fan, so I don't know if I might be a hypocrite.
Settle down, too. You and Guns. Frank and Frankie front runner over here. Yeah, you guys like the best.
I didn't jump on I jumped on these teams in the 80s. I mean, give me a break. Yeah, I had to earn my
right. Yeah, you can't hate if a team is good just because, you know what I mean? If it's a team that you like is good. True. And the fact is, the fact is Notre Dame hasn't won a championship in forever. Duke has been 10 years, surprisingly, right? It's been a little bit of a haul for Duke, and I think Duke will cut down the nets. But, Tommy, let's go to the other best of X here. So I'll ask you guys. I thought this was interesting. The Athletic did a study. Who's the most popular college football team in America? Guns, you're a Notre Dame fan, so who are you going to say? You're going to go with the Irish, Texas, Alabama?
That's tough. I think if you went from countrywide, I would say every time I wear a Notre Dame hat, everybody says go Irish to me. Like it's like automatic. So like Irish fans are pretty much everywhere, but I think that's more on the East Coast. So I'm gonna say Alabama as number one.
I'm gonna say Ohio State.
Oh, that's a good one too.
You say Ohio State is the. We'll hit this on the other side because we got a break. Coming up here, so we'll let you. So Cam, you say Ohio State. It's an interesting thing. They take like ticket sales, TV ratings, whatever, and it really is like a detailed sort of graphic of like which team is the most popular team in the country. And of course, we'll get Guns' thoughts on the Final Four. Maybe. I don't know if he's betting on the women's. I know I am. We got that tomorrow. 48-47 Nova right now. That game is close. We got 6 minutes left in Vegas. Overtime has started and rolling. And in fact, we played half the OT right now, and it's 80-78 for Chattanooga with 2.5 left in overtime. We'll hit the Final Four or more on the other side, and we'll tell you who's the most popular college football team in America. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. So overtime, big time drama right now in Indianapolis. They're diving all over the place. They're fighting for loose balls. One of the stupid rules in sports is the possession arrow instead of a jump ball. But now Irvine had the lead, guys. 81-80. Man, this is a game. 81-80. I'm glad, though, we hit the in-game over because I procrastinated forever on it. Oh, I'm going to wait for this and wait for that, and I never did, and I finally did, and it did go over the number. So 81-80 right now, and the kid just missed a free throw again. You talked about it, Guns. Long Beach are generally, Irvine are a good free throw shooting team generally, man. And I don't know if it's the pressure or whatnot, but they missed a couple of big free throws here late in this game.
Also, they've been playing a lot of basketball. I think both teams are probably pretty tired.
Yeah, fatigue. And they're in overtime. Good call.
Because Chattanooga's a run-and-gun team, right? And Irvine, like one of the – I don't know. It's great game.
Mulholland finally hit one. Son of a
–
Ginger came through.
Ginger,
he just hit a three.
Yeah, Ginger's rule. Yay!
Look at this. Irvine sticks it. Irvine, the kid Che that missed one, just sticks it. Wow, yeah, what a game. 84-83, Irvine, 1 minute left in the game. Oh, Mulholland with a nice pass in the paint. The kids should have shot, but they're taking a three instead. And it goes in and out. Oh, big drama. I think the refs are doing a nice job in overtime here in the last minute of the game, too. There's a lot of bodies flying around, and they're letting the kids decide it. I like it. 84-83, Irvine with the basketball. And Chattanooga are playing it out. They're not fouling. Obviously, they're down one right now. Still 12 seconds left on the shot clock. So we'll keep you up to date with this. Oh, there's a big man on Irvine. That's got to be a foul. Irvine going to the free throw line. Up two with 31 seconds left. All right. Let's do Best of X part two tonight. Let's roll it if you guys can. The most popular college football team in America. Hail to the victor, Wolverine.
Trick question.
The Athletic released an article today declaring that Michigan is the most popular football team in the country.
I feel pretty good to be exact there with you. Ohio State's number two. Yeah. There you go.
All right, so TV viewership, Google searches, social media following, home attendance, StubHub ticket sales, merchandise sales, football revenue, online wagering. Living, I like a living alumni, not dead alumni, living alumni. living alumni. But I do know this. I've noticed this being the Michigan fan. I've gone to games too. The ticket prices for Michigan games are like way more than they are for other games. Like I know for a fact. The most rated TV games over the last couple of years have all had Michigan in them. It's a little unfair, I'd say, Guns, with the home attendance. They got the biggest stadium, so like, you know what I mean? Like that's a little bit that's a little bit whatever. But here are the top 10. Michigan number 1, Ohio State, suck on that, Columbus, number 2, Alabama number 3, the Georgia Bulldogs number 4, Texas number 5. I thought Texas would be a little bit higher. Penn State 6. Guns is getting mad. Where's Notre Dame? Tennessee 7. Notre Dame 8. LSU 9. Texas A&M 10.
Yeah, I want to recount.
Notre Dame's bigger than Tennessee is. Let's just be real.
I agree. I think that they could be bigger than Penn State.
Than Penn State is too.
Yes. They're in the Georgia Texas area. 4 or 5. That's
I would bump to Notre Dame to 6 right after Texas.
Sure.
Yep. I agree. Yeah. I think like Penn State fans and Notre Dame fans, at least like around this area on the east side. They're pretty much hand in hand. It's like I always say, like Penn State and Notre Dame are the Spider-Man meme. Like they just point at each other. They're basically the same team almost.
And then they played each other. That's so
crazy. And then they play each other. And lo and behold, I'm the victor. You Nittany Lions, you can. I'll see you next year. But yeah, that was. I don't agree with that list. I mean, I thought Notre Dame was maybe a 4 or 5. I didn't think they were going to go over Bama. And, of course, that rivalry with, like, Michigan and Ohio State probably weighs a little bit into that popularity vote.
For me, the two schools that I would say, you know, I would have on this list. But, listen, this is – they went by what they went by, so I can't dispute their poll, their numbers here. But I'm just stating that you're telling me that the USC Trojans aren't a top 10 popular team in the country? Come on. There's been years like where USC have more money combined, more money on them than other teams combined to win the championship. Agreed. Like, USC are a big brand. Another one, too, that I think Texas A&M gets too much love here. Like, Oklahoma are a big-time program. Like, they got a lot of fans, Oklahoma.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Ridge. I'm Renzi, and this game is just insane. 85-84 Chattanooga right now. Except there's only 2 seconds left. So there's 2.4 seconds left in this basketball game. It's gone back and forth in overtime. And Irvine's got to go the length of the floor here. They throw up a Hail Mary pass. He actually catches it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Did he miss it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You can't make it up.
What?
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Oh, my God. I can't believe what I just saw. I can't believe what just happened.
I'm shocked.
It said Chattanooga on my fourth book.
There's 1.7 seconds left. They, you know, they're screwed. Irvine need to go to length of the floor. So they're under their basket, 1.7 seconds left. Buddy just throws it up throws it down the court. The big man on Irvine catches it and in one motion passes it to a wide open anteater right under the basket. All he had to do was just dunk it in and he missed the shot. You believe that, Guns? Like, can you believe they pulled off the two passes in 1.7 seconds and he got the shot off on time and he missed it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he had it wide open. I think he was just too open. And he got nervous, and he just kind of, just popped it up, and he hit the front rim.
Oh, my God. They just lost the NIT chain. This kid's going to be – you want to talk about being haunted. There's your boy Mulholland Cam celebrating right now. Big smile on his face.
Like living in a trailer with many problems to a hero. It changed quick.
Wow. I lost a lot of money on it too, but this poor kid. Because normally I'm like, nah, you can't blame the kid. A lot of stuff happened in the game. But that's the type of play, Guns, where it's like, nah, you just cost our team. Like, you just cost us an NIT championship. Irvine's never won anything like this. It would have been their first big banner, guys. Like, wow.
Oh, I bet you still think about saves and stuff, Morenci. I think about things that I did, hitting posts and stuff. Like, these are things I 30, 40 years, many years ago, I still think about them.
And the thing is, too, guys, if you're in college and you're going to the, if Cooper Flagg or someone misses a big shot, It's like Chris Webber. All right, Chris Webber had the timeout. Chris Webber also made $280 million and went out with Tyra Banks. All right? So yeah. His life wasn't over what happened in college. This poor kid on Irvine guns, this is it for him. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. There ain't no, I missed a shot in college, but I'm a three-time NBA All-Star now, so yeah, whatever. It's like, no, this kid's going to be remembered as for life. Like, like we say, Cam, like me, we always say, when this kid's working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car guns in a couple of years, it'll be like, hey,
the kid that missed an those, like, boy. Yeah, here's your car. He'll just chuck in the keys, right, and just think about that game forever. Like, you're not Enterprise material because you got to do it with a smile. Oh. He's going to be too rattled.
Oh, I feel bad for the kid. Oh, my God. Too, that man. Was such a...
That sucks. Oh. That's the problem with sports, man. Some guys, like... this will affect you for a very long time.
The fact that the pass got pulled, that they pulled the pass off, to me, is just unbelievable. And the fact that they did two passes in 1.7 seconds, somehow, you'd be like, it's impossible. They throw it up, the center gets it, throws it to the kid. I thought the center was going to take the shot and hit it. And he's like, no, he's wide open. I'll throw it to this dude. And then, oh, my God. That was some wild stuff. Okay. Duke and Houston. Oh, and for the record, the wildness continues, guys. 59-59 right now, Villanova and USC with a minute left. Wow.
These low-grade tournaments have been fantastic.
Underdogs, huh? Yeah. Like UCF earlier tonight, now USC covering tonight. I thought USC sucked, guns. I thought Nova was going to beat them by 8 or 10 tonight.
Yeah, I did too. I'm kind of shocked out, like, in the situation they're in right now. They had a bad first half. That's what kind of kills them. And they still are just kind of, they get the lead. Now they're treading water. They're tied with a team. I think they're well above their pay grade. And I don't know why they're playing to the level of this competition right now. I'm kind of shocked right now. Is it because the coach isn't there anymore and they don't, you know, having an interim coach might be...
but they got a bunch of vets and they like this coach. Like you said, I thought they were going to play hard for this guy. They haven't. Yeah. They're just, you know, give credit to USC. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Let's get this son of a bitch to overtime. Okay, so all of our guests this week, Guns, have picked against your Duke Blue Devils for whatever reason. And I'm not seeing it. And I like this Houston team. I think Houston are really good. But I think this Duke team is great. Like, I think this Duke team is one of the better college teams that we've seen. You know, the UConn teams were good. So, you know, it'd be a good matchup. But, you know, they're not there yet. But I think this Duke team is next level, actually. And, you know, they didn't cover against Arizona. Barely. It is what it is. You know, the spread was a little high. But, you know, the way this Duke team is playing defensively and offensively, I think the coach is doing a great job. You know, defensively, it's like a wash to me, guys. You have two great defensive teams, but Duke are better. They have more talent on the floor in this game, and they're not soft. Like, they're going to play hard. Houston will not be able to physically intimidate them. I like your Blue Devils here, Guns. What do you think about this? Are you scared of laying the five, or do you like it?
I'm a little bit scared of the side on it because I've just seen what Duke has done with this line right here. We're seeing it at 5.5 right now. They're 1-3 straight up in ATS as a favorite of 6 points or less this season. They lose these games outright typically. We got Clemson, Kansas, Kentucky, just to name a few. Those were the games in those situations where this line is sitting. I think Duke's going to need to create the tempo. They're going to have to play like very fast, very early to get Houston out of this game. And I think Purdue was kind of successful at doing that. They kept the game close, just couldn't finish the job. I think if you play in a slow tempo game here with Houston, that's going to be trouble for Duke. But I like the total on this one. I just think that the total is the way to go with this one, especially with Duke 6-2 to the under as a favorite of 8 points or less. Houston 4-1 to the under in their last five neutral games. And you have two teams that play really slow from a ranking standpoint. 268th in adjusted tempo for Duke, and Houston is 369th in adjusted tempo. So could be a slow game with two great defenses. I know Duke has a great offense, a little bit better than Houston, but Houston kind of relies on the three a little bit too much, and Duke can kind of defend that. So I think it's going to be more of a low-scoring game. Could be a close one. A little bit nervous, but I like the under in the game.
No, I think you should be. So you like the under, huh? And I think the nervousness.
Yeah, I think
game, like 136.5 with the offense that the Duke had, like, it's one of those things, Guns. Like, everyone thinks the other game's going to be like an absolute track meet. That's an attainable number. Like, Gabe, you're Gabe. What do you think about that? I know that other game was 104 before that. Well, that's in the past. I think we can get there. I like that total over.
Yeah, people are hanging their hat on the 54-51 game from last year, but they're two completely different teams from last year. I personally do think it's
best four guys, so Duke's Houston's best four guy game in the first half. So that kind of helped. That kind of helped.
Houston can shoot the three, like you said. So they, and listen, they are better offensively. They pop threes. They still go through these little lulls where they won't score for 4 or 5 minutes, but they can't put points up on the board. But I think this Duke team is a completely different team. But I do agree with you, and I don't understand. Like, Tennessee fell, like, walked right into the trap. Although they did try, so I'm not blaming Rick Barnes for it. But you're right, Guns. The way to beat the Houston Cougars is you just got to play. You got to run and push the ball up the court before they can set up their defense. But, you know, it's easier said than done, guys, because Tennessee was trying, and Tennessee are fast. And it was unbelievable to me how freaking fast the Houston Cougars get back on defense. Like, you're like, you know, one minute you're like, oh, yeah, I think we got a fast break here. It's like, no, we don't. They're all back already. Like, they really, really recover quickly, this team. So, like, you know, but I got confidence that Duke can sort of trick them a little bit and get the pace going. All right, we'll wrap up with Guns on the other side, and then we'll get him out of here. We'll just get his Auburn and Florida pick. It's a 4-1 for the Calgary Flames right now over the Ducks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. NBA basketball going on. We just sort of tuned in here now that the college game is done to the Lakers. Lakers were down big. They were down 13 at the break. They're sort of hanging around. Steph Curry just hit a three. It's 71-62 right now, midway through the third quarter of play. In-game total is 222.5, 6:42 left in the third, 71-62 for the Warriors. And meanwhile, Villanova have just defeated USC by 1 point, 60-59, final score. Wow.
Tight game.
Of course, I laid 4 points. Son of a, like, God, it's so frustrating. That's why, you know, I'm really mad at myself for taking Cincinnati on the money line earlier tonight. I like UCF plus the points, and I got turned off for whatever reason. I was like, well, you know, UCF don't have their leading score. I think I could catch up to them now finally against Cincinnati. And I would have won the money line parlay, but we don't. It is what it is. Okay, so you like the under, and you're worried about Duke. So he's a Duke fan, but he's not overly. I get it. Houston are a dangerous team. What about the Auburn and Florida game? Who do you like in that one?
So, as much as I want to take the Florida side, I want to see the health of Broome before the game. I know he had a shoulder injury in that game against Michigan State. Kind of went out, said I'm done, and then all of a sudden, like 2 minutes later, he's back in the game. I don't know how healthy he's going to be in this one, but I think it could be a high scoring game. I know everybody's, maybe it's a little bit square on this one, but I can't deny what Florida has done as far as the overs are concerned. They're 8-0 to the over in the last 8 neutral games. They're 11-0 to the over in the last 11 games overall. 10-4 to the over is a single-digit favorite. And when Auburn's a dog, they're 3-0 to the over. So you have that situation here. And don't forget, these teams have already played each other. Florida won 90-81 in the first matchup. Auburn was an 11-point favorite. Now they're sitting here as a, 2.5-point dog on a neutral floor. Total was 156 in that game. Now it's 159.5. So I think even the books are thinking it's a Florida in over spot. But I like the total on this one. I think it's going to go high scoring. Give me the over, 159.5.
Guns picks in the house with us. Guns, where can people find you online?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube at GunsPicks channel. Go check that out. I do college basketball shows. I'm going to do one tonight. And then, of course, check me out on all social media platforms at GunsPicks, GUNZPICKS. Appreciate you having me on, Gabe, as always. And Cam, let's have some fun. Let's cash some tickets. And as always, let's keep dancing.
Hey, man, I got
good stuff, Guns.
Let's rock.
Hell yeah.
I've got a parlay, Duke to win and the UConn women to win. Let's cash it. 73-62 for the Golden State Warriors right now. Oh, LeBron just dunked one. So they're sort of lingering here. We got a game. We got a game going on at the Crypt. The LA Kings are looking good tonight. The Kings are up 4-1. I kind of thought this is sort of a trap night for them. Didn't bet the game. But the Kings are up 4-1 right now. Flames, Cam, they're also up 4-1. I got the Flames, but I got the under 5.5 here. I'm hoping that there's no goal, but whatever. There's still 10 minutes left. But how about the Winnipeg Jets? You said it about Comrie. They talk about them playing well with the backup goalie. That's the one thing, too. I like the Jets tonight. They were plus 130, plus 140 or whatever, plus 140, plus 135. Because Hellebuck wasn't in the lineup, but that's quite a, you know, that's a big overreaction. Right, I thought. Like, you know, it was a big price here. And Vegas struggling a little bit, Cam. Can they come back home? They lose to Edmonton? Now, you know, they could lose this game about now tonight.
Me and you played the game before. And I remember one thing, not to obviously the level these guys are, but when we got our backup goalie in, you pay more attention to details. You got to help the guy out a little bit more. More back checking. You know, everyone's got their assignments. Our starter's a better goalie. Sometimes you just take him for granted. So what the backup,
I will say this, though, Cam.
Better. You know?
That is sort of true in a way, but I think more at the lower level. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like they – if you're a goalie on the NHL team, you're good. You know what I mean? So I don't think you know, the players are like, oh, my God, we got to play better. Like, I think the Carolina Hurricanes said that when the Zamboni driver came in. Right? Like, the, you know what I mean? Like, the Canes are like, listen, we got this guy. You know what, Kane, you know what they said. They, you know, they're like, listen, he's Zamboni driver, but he played university hockey. You can stop a puck, but let's make it a little easier for him. Let's you know exactly. What I mean, guys? Yeah, I get your point, Cam. It's true. But I'm just saying at this level, it's not like Comrie's some punk. You know what I mean?
No,
and plus,
right.
A lot of these, I will say, too, guys, like, look at football. Like, in the NFL, there's a massive drop-off from the starting quarterback to the backup quarterback. You know what I mean? There's no teams where it's like, oh, it doesn't really make that much of a difference who the quarterback is. Very rare. Hockey, a lot of these backup goalies could be starters. We just don't know it because they're locked in behind the guy, right? You know what I mean? There's not a big drop-off, Cam. Right? Like, look at the guy. Look at the Lankanen in Vancouver. Now, he hit the wall a little bit. He's gotten sick lately. But, like, dude, he was, like, third or fourth string on the Nashville Predators. They gave him up for nothing to Vancouver. They're like, you want him?
Exactly.
Sure, take him. Like,
and
look, the kid just played 50, 60 games this year and played pretty well. Like, and it's like,
every
okay.
Night. Wall or Stolarz? They're going, one night, oh, we should start Wall in the playoffs. Stolarz is better. Wall, like, it's one of those things. It's like 1A and 1B. You're right. Like, in the backups, a lot of the time, these guys, they have a lot to prove. I couldn't agree more. Like, a lot of the – Lankanen was a good
– I called it for a couple of years with Montembeau and Jake Allen. I was like, dude, just play Montembeau. He's better than Allen, and he's going to be the goalie anyway soon. Just play him. And look, now you're playing him, and you cost less money. But so I'm just saying, like, the goalie stuff – people always think, too, like, with you hear it all the time, and it's very cliche. A classic example, Cam, was the Four Nations. Anytime I heard someone talk about the Four Nations, and they would bring up Binnington first. Well, you know, Canada's been, I'm like, guys, you know, there's more to it than just that. And I've said this for years, and I know for a fact it to be true. You don't need a star goalie to win a Stanley Cup. You need a hot goalie. To win the Stanley
Cup.
Look
at the King. So look at Vegas. Aiden Hill. All those guys.
Yeah Thompson and Hill, dude. And the French kid, Barry or whoever, whatever the kid's name is. There was three of them that played. Literally, they had three goalies playing the playoffs, and it was each guy came in, they'd win. All right, the other guy's sick, hurt. The new guy in, Brassard. Whatever, dude. Like, they all played. They all played well. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Cam Ward. You go through the list. Like, if you actually look at it, guys, all right, the star goalies in the modern era, who won a cup? Carey Price didn't win a cup. Dominic Hasek didn't win a cup. Like, it's more like just being hot at the right time. Like, Cam Ward got hot at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
.78-68 for Golden State, 3:33 left. Wild night of college basketball tonight, guys. Oh, my God. If you didn't see the end of the Irvine game, I know for people tuning in, it was quite a ride as we were following. But if you didn't see it, just check out the ending, the last play. It was one of those, like the last minute type thing. Whatever, the whole game. But, like, the last 3 minutes of the game, the last minute of the regulation was wild. The overtime was crazy, and then the last second of overtime, like, it was like, how is that even possible that this just happened? Like, how did so much stuff happen in 1.7 seconds, but it did? Just one of those, like, it's one of the craziest endings to any basketball game ever, and it would have been the best ending to an NIT championship ever, probably. Like, it literally would have been just like, oh, my God, they just won with zero. Like, it would have just been this crazy. And it wasn't like a Hail Mary three-point shot, like the sequence that happened. And then Villanova just won by 1 point against USC. So USC did cover the number, and so did Chattanooga, and so did UCF earlier. So the underdogs are 3-0 today. Just quickly about the goalies, too, about having a hot goalie. A good example is last year, the Vancouver Canucks. They lost all their goalies, and they ended up with the Seelovs kid. And Seelovs had played like 13 games in the NHL or whatever, and he played in Abbotsford in the AHL, and he had played in the World Championships before. And I think he won a medal, actually, with Latvia, you know, a big upset. So he had played in big games before, but he really wasn't respected in NHL circles. He was like, yeah, whatever, dude. He's just a dude to have on the AHL team, and we can, you know, just, he's a body. So he comes in. If you remember, Cam, he was awesome. Like, people got Seelovs fever. Hell, I mean, this kid, like, robbed, like, you know what I mean? He was amazing against Nashville. And then against Edmonton, he started to hit the wall a little bit. He started to get tired. Dude, this year, I mean, he's one step away from being the janitor down at the arena. Like, he's like he's a forgotten man. They're like, yeah, he's really not that good. Like, he was just hot. But that's my point. He was just hot, right? And it was like, yeah, you can just get hot as being a goalie. You got to be on a good team, though. Like, you know what I mean? A hot goalie and a combo, you can win. I got to tell you, like, right now, if I had to pick, and everyone's sort of all over the place with this stuff, but I'm going to say that it's a NASCAR final, Cam. Dallas versus Carolina.
I'm going to be honest with you. That would make me sick.
That's my pick. I know. That's why. It will make people sick. And I'll full disclosure, I openly say that I hope there's two Canadian teams that play in the final. I want to box everybody out.
Yeah, we need one. Two would be great. And my Stanley Cup final, I already did the exact bet. I have Dallas playing the Toronto Maple Leafs, but we'll see what happens. The NASCAR.
No team from Canada will win the Cup this year, though.
No.
I'd say the Leafs probably have the best chance out of all of them, though. The Canadians are going to make the playoffs. They're not going to win the Cup, the Canadians. Like, they won't make the Cup. I think the Canadians could upset the Capitals in the first round, though. Right? Like, that, it'll be a battle for the Capitals. It won't be easy. So, but yeah, the Canadians, whatever. Like, they could win a series, but I think they would lose in the second round even if they beat the Capitals. I don't think they have it in them. The Tampa Bay Lightning, I do respect. I think the Lightning are going to be a super tough out in the playoffs. The Maple Leafs have to be, you know, the Maple Leafs are really good, but their postseason success in the past is null. Like, it's hard to buy into them.
I will say this about Montreal too, Gabe. Historically, take a look at what the Montreal Canadiens do to Washington. Washington doesn't like playing these guys. They've, like, for years, even when the Canadiens weren't good, they have a couple.
Well, they've never played.
They've never played in a meaningful game before. Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying, it's just like even in the regular season, I don't know what it is about Montreal. There's certain teams that, you know, they got Florida's number. The Montreal's scary right now. Like, I'm watching these guys in the room. They just look very confident, happy. They're having fun playing the game. It's just hot. You know hockey, man. You get hot guys and a hot goaltender, anything can happen in that game. It's different.
There should be. It would be a high-scoring series if the Canadians and the Capitals played. There would be goals. That's the whole thing with that matchup for the Canadians. It's not a bad matchup for them just because Washington will want to score, but the physicality would be a problem, I think, for the Canadians. That would be that'd be the issue against. What's the thing with Washington? A couple of years ago, Washington were kind of soft, right? If you guys remember, like, they were getting pushed around a bit and stuff, and they made a conscious effort to, like, you know what? Let's get tougher and meaner as a whole. They've always been kind of dirty, but now, like, if you watch a Washington Capitol game, like, they're the most physical team in the NHL.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every game they play in, they're just running people over. There's fights, scrums. They're playoff ready. Other than that, you're on your own later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.